Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think we're stronger in terms of our defenses against that precise kind of terrorist attack happening to us. I think we're doing a much better job under Bush and Obama in thwarting these terrorist attacks. We've thwarted about 40, 45 of them. But I think there's an area in which we're in more danger, and that's Iran, where they can introduce into this mix nuclear weapons. And I'd like people just to think about what isn't talked about a lot. Iran is a threat, not just of setting off missiles, but handing off nuclear material to the terrorists they're presently sponsoring and then lying about it. So all this thought that we can live with a nuclear Iran because they'll be deterred, this is very different. They are the biggest state sponsor of terrorism in the world. If they have nuclear weapons, the next time there's an attack, it could be with nuclear weapons.
That's a good way to get the Talk Radio Countdown Show started with the fear, Rudy Giuliani, his assessment of where we are 11 years after the attacks on September 11th, 2001. And as you might expect, during the course of the Talk Radio Countdown Show's weekday programs this week, the anniversary of the September 11th attack is number one. As we get started in this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown, I'm Doug Steffen. Here's host Dave Gentry talking to Senator Dick Durbin about the attacks and the anthrax scare that thus then followed.
We were making comparisons to what it was like on 9/11. It's the same kind of day. It's just a beautiful day and quiet.
You're right. And I'm in here in the Capitol, and I'm literally just a few yards away from the room where I was sitting when this happened.
Wow.
And we were watching it on TV, and then we looked down the mall toward the Washington Monument from the Capitol building and saw this billowing black smoke and couldn't figure out what it was. Well, of course, sadly, it was another plane that had crashed into the Pentagon, killing everybody on board and so many innocent people on the ground. And at that point, they came rushing into the room and they said, evacuate the Capitol. We are the next target. And there was that plane in Pennsylvania that went down, that was brought down thanks to the heroism of the passengers there, but for the grace of God, you know, many of us could have lost our lives, but for their courage. So I have a special feeling for that day, as every American does, but being in the Capitol building and seeing the look in people's eyes as they rushed out of the door to stand in the grounds around the Capitol wondering what to do next, it's something I'll never forget.
It was certainly a day of mass confusion, and as I've told students over the years, that day, any of those stories would have been a major news story. But we had a dozen of them going on.
Oh, we did. And think we closed down air service in America. I was out here in Washington trying to get back to Illinois. They finally, several days later, opened up a handful of flights out of Washington. I got on that, got home. But, you know, people were stranded halfway around the world trying to get back. And it's hard to imagine what we went through as a nation. And the fact that we have endured and come out strong at the end of it, what a tribute. First to the men and women in uniform. I mean, my appreciation for their courage and dedication just continues to grow every single day. And secondly, to this great country. I mean, when we think of all the things we face and occasionally say, oh, man, how are we ever going to get out of this mess? We can do it. We've always done it. And that's a great thing about America.
Well, you know, the thing that, on top of everything that happened on 9/11 and how scary that was, when we had the, shortly thereafter, the anthrax scares and all that and all the various offices in Washington and elsewhere, that just added to the confusion and made it even more terrifying.
Hey, it's 11 years later, and it still affects everything I do. I opened the mail in my office, usually arriving some 3 weeks after it was sent, after it has gone through something that toasts it, x-rays it, samples it, tastes it, and then they open it and let me take a look at it for fear of anthrax. And I wish it were not the case, but I know they're just doing their best to keep us safe.
Well, that remains to be a question. That's that gentleman's a point of view. Dick Durbin is a senator from Illinois. 800-510-8255. The countdown focusing here on all the discussion, various programs around the country that we survey. Your calls and comments at 800-510-TALK. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. We'll spend some time on the Chicago teacher strike as time allows during this hour. Back now to hosts, radio people who are talking about the 11th anniversary of September 11th. Here's Jason DeRussia on his program.
I think to a lot of us it's hard to believe that 11 years have passed since that day that America was attacked. And yesterday when I was thinking about this, we were, we were noting that really this particular anniversary of the 11th hasn't had the same kind of buildup, if you will, that other anniversaries have. And with this being a presidential election year, I think this is probably the first election since 2001 that didn't have terrorism or Iraq or Al-Qaeda as really one of the main issues at all for the election. People are talking about it, certainly. They're thinking about it. It's an issue for some. But it's certainly not the main issue in the campaign, which I think is quite fascinating. If you picked up the newspapers in New York, the New York Times, the New York Post, and looked on the front page of their newspaper on September 11th, it's just another day. Neither of the papers had the anniversary on their front pages. And I think there's a bit of a challenge, right? There's something in journalism we talk about as kind of anniversary journalism. You take that time to kind of look back, reflect, remember. But when is enough enough? When do you move forward? How much do we expect our newspapers and our television stations to cover this stuff? If you watch the morning shows or if you watch cable news, they all are doing stuff on remembering 9/11. But I think it's somewhat shocking that the newspapers in New York don't even have it on the front page. You could certainly make a case that there's a lot bigger stuff going on around the world than this. But it just makes me wonder where we are and where should we be. Is it appropriate that we are moving forward?
Oh, what does that question mean? I'm not too sure about that. Where are you in terms of your attitude toward our precious security and how we're doing or going about the business of protecting ourselves? The TSA, a pretty lame example of, and the Patriot Act is as well, where we have brought ourselves. It's pretty interesting to note that the brother of one of the Al-Qaeda leaders is proposing a peace deal between the West and Islamists. Would you trust that kind of a deal? I'll give you more information on that as we move through this discussion of September 11th here on our Talk Radio Review.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-830-7680. That's 1-800-830-7680.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Shift Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
800-510-8255, the September 11th anniversary, and what talk radio is doing with it, has done with it this week. Here's host Dom Giordano with former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. They talk about the ongoing criticism that the Bush administration has in terms of letting this happen.
We have this guy in the New York Times, and here we go again. We just can't get enough of blaming the Bush administration, that essentially the entire administration was asleep at the switch. The Bin Laden thing, they seem to think, should have been just apparent to anybody.
Well, I canceled my subscription to the New York Times many, many, many months ago because of that type of journalism. It is true that the during the Clinton administration in the 90s, there were a number of opportunities, as I've read and been told, to have Bin Laden either killed or captured or turned over to us. I know of no instance where the president was alerted to anything that was imminent at all. It was certainly all of us were aware that the Al-Qaeda existed, that they had threatened America and had been engaged in attacks on American interests in Africa and undoubtedly the earlier attack on the World Trade Center. But I haven't seen the article, so I really can't comment.
I hear you, Mr. Secretary. Now, we move on to finally Osama bin Laden taken out. And certainly credit toward President Obama, and I think you were on the show immediately after that and gave credit. But we also should give credit, I think, to the policies that you were part of that helped to lead to that mission to take out Osama bin Laden.
Well, certainly the structures that the George W. Bush administration put in place led in a major way to the ability to ultimately kill Osama bin Laden. And interestingly, this administration under President Obama campaigned against all of those structures, indefinite detention, mm-hmm. Guantanamo, Patriot Act, and the like. And yet they are still in place. And I think they're in place because they need to be in place to help protect the American people. I would add one other thing. During the Bush administration, we increased the numbers of special forces. We
right.
increased the size of the intelligence community and the human assets. We increased improved the equipment of our special operations forces. We increased their authorities. And all of that is, in my view, what led to the ability of our country to finally kill Osama bin Laden. And the world's a better place because of it.
800-510-8255, one of the most disgusting figures in the history of American politics and government, with Dom Giordano. All right, calls coming up here on September 11th.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Here we are at 24 minutes after the hour. America commemorating the 11th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, a somber day of remembrance. Thousands gathering in New York City and in Washington and in Pennsylvania to mark this day. At Ground Zero in Manhattan, the families of more than 2,750 victims read the names of their loved ones. Similar name readings took place in the Pentagon, and then those out in Pennsylvania on United Flight 93. This year, a more intimate ceremony than in past years. No politicians participating in the reading of the names. Here's host Pete Callender reading some messages from some of his listeners about whether we're any safer now than we were 11 years ago.
Have we gone back to sleep? Are we in a pre-9/11, a September 10th mindset again? Do you think we're any safer now than we were before 9/11, what with all of the protocols and procedures and laws that we put in place? Are we less free? Is America better off now than it was 11 years ago? I mean, these are the self-assessment types of questions that these are the questions I ask myself usually around this time every year. I also do personal introspection this time every year. Some people, it used to be I'd take a look at my life and where I am and where I want to be and that sort of thing. I would do that around the holidays, actually. You know, beginning of the new year, that sort of thing. But now it's for the last 11 years, and I can't believe it's been 11 years. But for the last 11 years, it's been 9/11. Have we changed? Bill posts at our Facebook page. Yes, we have. Everywhere you look, you see united this, united that. We haven't been united, though, since that day. As soon as a course of action was decided and voted upon by Congress, there was criticism and rancor and disunity over the actions taken and any action taken to this day. Bush got vilified as an idiot and a liar, and after Iraq bogged down, the Democrats decided he could not do, nor would he get credit for doing anything correctly, from foreign policy to the war to domestic policy. The Republicans returned the favor as soon as Obama got elected. Now every issue has to fall somewhere along strict party lines, and you're either for us or against us. Do not give an inch. Charles writes, Al-Qaeda's goals were to bankrupt the country by drawing us into an endless and unwinnable war in Afghanistan and Pakistan, and to make us cower in fear to the point where we live in this kind of oppressive society, or in the kind of oppressive society, rather, that they're familiar with. So, mission accomplished. We've allowed the government to reshape every question and issue as a matter of national security, making domestic priorities subservient to the maintenance of empire. Read up on Rome and England and Spain and the USSR to see how well that all worked out. Monica says that she's very easily set off by packages and book bags and briefcases that are left unattended. I literally flip out. She's channeling her Joe Biden there. I literally flip out. Somebody left an unattended briefcase in our parking garage, and I lost it on the security guard. How long had it been there? Did they know? Why wasn't anybody monitoring the lot? I freaked out.
The results of yesterday's poll on observations during the September 11th commemoration, up next, along with your calls at 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yourgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yourgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Are you in a hurry? Well, I am. But as a paralyzed veteran, I had to overcome incredible challenges just to regain my independence and return to work. Finding a parking space shouldn't be one of them. Illegally parking in spaces reserved for people with disabilities is not only wrong, it's against the law. So please, think twice before pulling into a reserved parking spot. Even if it's just for a minute, it's 60 seconds too long. This has been a public service announcement from United Spinal Association.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
800-510-8255. The poll, how are you observing September 11th? And also, that was the question we had on both of our social media sites. Let's see, the results of the poll, 47% of you said it was just another work day for you. 16% of you who responded to the poll at DougStephan.com said quiet reflection on your own. 14% of you said spend it with my family and friends talking about it. 12% said they would spend the day or part of the day going to a memorial service or a church service. So it's actually about 23% said that, of those who thought seriously about what September 11th is all about. The Today Show did not. They interviewed Kris Jenner instead of playing or having that moment of silence, and that disgusted a lot of people. What do you think? Your calls.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It is 33 after the hour, and we continue focusing on this September 11th anniversary, which is, I don't know, it's distressing, distracting. I think that the idea here is to try to put everything into perspective. And here's one perspective that someone sent along. It's a video of the day, as a matter of fact, at DougStephan.com. You can check it out by going to the website, the TSA. And their foolishness, this all came about, as we know, because of September 11th. And under the circumstances, I find it it's a very distressing reality that many of us who go into airports have to work with day in and day out, or week in and week out, the kind of handling that is reported on almost daily, the outrages. Here's a lady who's not happy at what's going on. She expresses herself, listen carefully to what's going on, the conversation between her and the TSA agent.
Do you think that I'm honestly a threat? Do you think that?
No, but with your attitude.
This is retaliatory for my attitude. This is not making the airwaves safer. It's retaliatory.
Pretty much, yes.
Listen to that again. Play it one more time.
Do you think that I'm honestly a threat? Wait a minute. This is retaliatory for my attitude. This is not making the airwaves safer. It's retaliatory.
Pretty much, yes.
Okay, you get the gist of it? How do you feel about that? Those of you who travel, the Patriot Act is another result. Not many people talking about that, but it is a real result of this foolishness that we're going through that is very, very distressing. Meanwhile, John in Maryland thinks we ought to move on and stop revisiting the dwelling of or dwelling on September 11th.
I think we need to move on. That doesn't mean that we forget what has taken place. I don't think we can dwell on that, but I think that as a nation, we need to be united. We need to really know what the threat is in this country. We don't seem to understand what has happened, especially in, if you look at other Western countries, most notably France, with a huge Muslim population. I mean, there's areas of France that the average person can't go into. They've made it part of their own country. Now, I'm not picking on Muslims, but it just so happens this tremendous tragedy that is taking place in our country, that's where it came from. And I just see I don't see the vigilance on our part as a nation to say, listen, we're going to do what is right. We don't hate Muslims, but we certainly hate some of the acts.
800-510-8255. Do you agree with that? We don't hate Muslims, but we certainly don't like some of their acts. I think that ought to be what we're thinking, but is it? And the profiling of some of these people is appropriate. A lot of people think it's like hazing or whatever. I want to expound a little bit or expand on what I said a few minutes ago about one of the current leaders of Al-Qaeda family members, a brother, offering a peace plan. How many of you have heard this? How many people are talking about this? I'm suggesting by my tone here that there are a lot of people who, frankly, are not talking about this because they don't want to present Al-Qaeda in a good light. This is Ayman al-Zawahiri proposing to mediate a peace deal between the West and the Islamic world. He was interviewed by CNN, and he unveiled his proposal for the first time, saying he's in a unique position to help end all the violence and to get both sides together. Making some concessions would be necessary. As the Al-Qaeda leader's brother talked more about this, it seemed to make sense. You can get the, actually what we ought to do is take the video from this and post it on our Facebook page. He says that they are ideologically inseparable, that he and his brother, but that if anybody can talk his brother out of violence, it's him. So, how many people, this guy is one of the prisoners, a former prisoner, appeared to be pretty calm and collected, focused, convinced by long-held views that it's time for a change. So, what do you think? This guy spent 14 years in an Egyptian jail on charges including terrorism, involvement in the assassination of President Sadat. He says, I wasn't involved. For 5 years, he was in solitary confinement in a very small 6 by 6 foot cell. Had nothing except his thoughts, so he says. So, he wants peace between Muslims and non-Muslims and has written a proposal that outlines the terms of that. What do you think about that idea? Makes sense? Certainly ought to be pursued? What say you about making peace with Al-Qaeda and other areas of the so-called Islamic world? Parker in Virginia thinks there are definitely some things we ought to be doing as a result of September 11th being once again remembered.
I think we should be honoring those that were lost on this day just years ago. And I also think we should be honoring people who are still struggling to make ends meet with their health concerns from the blast. And I think that we should look together as a country to unify, to help those that are still in need based on the tragedy.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Bob in New York says even though he lost... He lost something important to him. Well, let's listen to him explain what he thinks about President Bush.
I'll never forget it. And, of course, you know, the first thing that for me will always mark the day is the few people that I knew either directly or indirectly that died that day. And and their families. But, you know, I will never be able to not think about 9/11 as the excuse that our former president, George W. Bush, used to lie us into a multi-trillion-dollar war in the Middle East, that cherry-picking the intelligence. You know, I remember the months before 9/11, all the news about him being in, I think it was Texas at his ranch, and he's raking, and he was a president without a purpose. And the myth that overtook his mind on that day was because of 19 Bedouin hijackers to involve this country in a war effort that is continuing on more than a decade later in the Middle East, that it just, you know, he had no purpose, our president, prior to 9/11. And with Dick Cheney's help, we're still fighting because of a ragtag group of hijackers who no doubt were dangerous and required action from this country, but certainly not taking us into a war. Finding bin Laden through special ops and taking care of business, I'm all for taking care of business, trust me, but certainly not by the trillions and the deaths on the part of all the soldiers and the injured, hundreds of thousands on both sides. It's just a terrible thing that we've got ourselves in.
Amen to that, brother. 800-510-8255. Your thoughts, your comments on the anniversary of September 11th. Here's Anthony, another New Yorker, with thoughts on the attack.
The only thing that people are not looking at is that under Clinton, he got Arafat and the Israelis together and had a peace, had a big party, and there was no terrorists going on at that particular point in time. One time that they were killed, the leaders were killed, and Netanyahu came in and took everything off the table, and they went back to square one. Dave, the terrorists are trying to get our attention. I was here in New York City. I saw what was going on, and I was not shocked. I knew that something was going to happen because they did the first time. They did the cold. We have to pay attention. Bill Clinton was the only president that got them to sit down and to make peace, and they would leave us alone. Bill, they all think they see American planes, American bombs, American caterpillar bulldozers knocking down the houses in Palestine. That's all they see is American. That's why they hate us.
There are a lot of reasons that people around the world don't like us. That may be an interesting way of looking at just one aspect of that. What do you feel? What are you thinking? 800-510-8255. Some more of your calls on the anniversary of September 11th. We'll spend some time, as time allows, on the Chicago teacher strike, which has a lot of people discussing the whole public union thing and the discussion, the realities of the educational system and how it could be handled as badly as it has been handled in Chicago.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. They found out that teens today are abusing substances that many parents would never think of as dangerous, including prescription pain relievers and stimulants. Some children have even used over-the-counter cough medicine to get high. Talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Visit drugfree.org to join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards or postcards and get 250 free. Details in store or staples.com/250free ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Do you have sensitive, itchy skin and need a fresh-smelling laundry detergent without harsh irritants and chemicals? Or do you use detergent that is safe for sensitive skin but wish it had a scent? Now there's something that can help you feel the difference. Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent Laundry Detergent delivers a deep clean and is designed to be gentle on the skin but still smells great, so you don't have to sacrifice scent for sensitivity. Dermatologist Elizabeth Hale.
Unwanted chemicals in household products can cause redness, itchiness, and discomfort to all skin types, especially sensitive skin. I recommend hypoallergenic and dye-free products so skin feels healthy and comfortable, like Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent Laundry Detergent. It has a fresh-scented formula clinically proven to be gentle on skin.
The hypoallergenic formula in Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent is proven to be gentle on the skin for clean clothes and a fresh scent without irritation. For more, visit armandhammer.com.
800-510-8255. Bob's listening in Leesburg, Virginia. Go ahead, Bob. You're on the air.
Hey, Doug. First of all, I'll say I really appreciate your show. I listen to it every morning. Just earlier you had a taped interview with Rumsfeld. And I don't remember your exact wording, but it was pretty, I think it may have been.
I'll repeat it so everybody will know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I have no use for Donald Rumsfeld or Dick Cheney. They have, in my estimation, created more problems for this country going back to the Ford era, to the Reagan era. They convinced Reagan not to do any progressive work in the new energy fields because we had great deals with our pals in the Middle East. Donald Rumsfeld is a disgrace as far as I'm concerned. That's my opinion. You're welcome to yours. If you disagree, help yourself.
No, I don't. I don't remember that much back in the Reagan era, but there are things, you know, in the W. Bush era that I didn't care for Rumsfeld. But I didn't have that low of an opinion of him. I was just purely based on. And again, I'm only asking for information. I know there's, you know, opinions of people out there. What are some sources I can go to read up on that?
Just either.
You know, and again, I'm not saying this to argue.
I think my experience comes from just reading, staying alert and awake to things that have happened as current events through the course of my years doing this program. So I can't give you specifics. I'm sure you can go Google Cheney and Rumsfeld, deals with the Middle East, influence on every Republican president since the Jerry Ford era. They were both congressmen together. They have been connected at the hip pretty much since then. And it's just their whole idea of serving themselves, which pretty much is what they've done in public service, is just anathema to me. They are not great representatives of people who do great things for the country. It's nothing. It's my gut. It's experience over the years, and that's where my conclusions come from, Bob.
Okay. Well, thanks, and I appreciate you going back on the subject from maybe about a half an hour ago.
No, it's okay.
And again, I really, I like your show because you're more balanced than the average bear.
Appreciate it. Thank you. to speak to that, here's an email from a fellow named Harry who listens to this hour on WLNI in Lynchburg, Virginia. Thinks I've become a right-wing hater like Limbaugh and Hannity. That's foolish. I'm not that at all. I'm not a fan of President Obama's. I've made that clear. I think they both leave a lot to be desired. And frankly, I wish I could vote for Gary Johnson. If that helps you, sir, understand where I'm really coming from, I appreciate your comments to Doug@DougStephan.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Okay. So the situation in Chicago that has people around the country talking about and using Chicago as an example of a disgrace. The fact that there are hundreds of thousands of students going to school and they have breakfast, then they hang around school all day, have lunch, and then they go home. I mean, what kind of a way is that to even deal with the situation? The president is from Chicago. He's been asked to intervene and has walked away because his pal, the mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, supposedly is dealing with it. Here's radio host Ro Khan talking to police superintendent Gary McCarthy in Chicago about the additional officers out on the streets because of this strike.
You had hundreds of thousands of kids who did not have the place that they would normally be going to go. And there was a lot of concern that there would be trouble as a result of that. Any incidents?
We have zero incidents at this point. I hate to even, I hearken to even say this, but, you know, since midnight last night, there hasn't been a shooting in the city. We're doing very, very well right now. And we've got a lot of uniforms out on the street. We, like I said, we emptied out the offices. We got people on standby. The extended tours of our attack units, and three major concerns. First of all, facilitating the protests, just like we always do. At the same time, you know, covering the locations where those kids were going. I think the numbers were like 5,000 or 6,000 kids. I haven't gotten an update as a final tally of how many kids went to those centers that were set up. And then at the same time, making sure that the streets are safe with that many kids having not a lot to do. So Right now we feel pretty good. Everything seems very much under control, but there's a lot going on.
All right, so as this strike goes on and you know, perhaps it goes into a second day, perhaps it goes into a week, who knows at this point. They're still negotiating. Are you prepared to do all of the same stuff tomorrow you did today, and how long can you keep up that pace?
We can basically do it forever. You know, obviously, I'd like to be deploying our officers to other places to deal with things that we have to deal with. But, you know, this is a big city. It's a world-class city. And just like events like NATO are going to take us out of our comfort zone, and we have to do some different things, same thing with a teacher's strike. It's just, I hate to be, you know, flippant about it, but this is what we do. And you know, the Chicago police has been doing it for a long time, and they're very, very good at it. So I'm very confident in our resources, our cops, and our men and women.
800-510-8255. Here's another talk radio host from Chicago named Jonathan Brandmeier, talking to John Tillman, educational analyst, about teachers using children as props to get more money.
Now that the Chicago Teachers Union President Karen Lewis has announced the CTU will strike and is on strike, it's very clear children are not the top priority for teachers who belong to the teachers union. The two things that matter most to these teachers are money and avoiding accountability for poor performance. Who said that? John Tillman, CEO of Illinois Policy Institute. You did say that, didn't you, John?
I did say that, Johnny, and a lot more. It's really quite extraordinary that they use the children as props while trying to extract more cash from the very broke taxpayers of the city of Chicago at a time when average teachers make $71,000 and the average worker in Chicago, $30,203. It's really an unbelievable time for them to strike.
What is the average salary for a teacher? I had not heard that quite. $71,000.
Actually, CPS's own numbers are at $74,000. There are a couple different sources on that. That does not include benefits, which amount to somewhere north of $15,000. Dollars a year. So on a relative basis, teachers are making a great wage, and yet they're failing 4 out of 10 times in the Chicago public school system. Only 6 in 10 kids who enter as a freshman will graduate high school. That's no time to be asking for more money. You're lucky to have a job given that kind of rate in the private sector.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that. By the way, could you sum it up quickly? You're the CEO of the Illinois Policy Institute, and what is the Illinois Policy Institute?
We are a free market, nonpartisan organization. We advocate for public policy that empowers people, and in this case, parents, to make better choices for their own lives rather than having the government, or in this case, the teachers' union, making those choices.
Well, yeah, let's go back to that then. So you say we must empower parents to choose what's best for the kids rather than the teachers. How do they go about doing that? How do they go about doing something like that?
Well, they need to start advocating for better school choice. The whole reason we're in this spot, Johnny, is because the teachers' union is a monopoly provider of teaching labor to the Chicago public school system, and it, in turn, is a monopoly provider of educational services to people in the Chicago public school system. 82% of the people in the Chicago public school system are low income, so they can't afford to pay to go to a private school or a Catholic school or some other independent school. They're completely dependent on these monopoly providers. And the way to get rid of that monopoly is to empower parents through greater charter choice, as well as scholarship vouchers that would let the money follow the child and they can go to any school that they choose.
All right, the situation in Chicago, $74,000 a year plus benefits, and they're failing to educate. That's a little food for thought, isn't it, huh? I say do what Reagan did and fire them all. There's the way to end the discussion on today's Talk Radio Conversation.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.